Chapter 77. Then afflicted with the disorder I have mentioned, if I could oblige her with a little tincture of cardamoms mixed with rhubarb, and flavored with 7 drops of the essence of cloves, which was the best remedy for her complaint, or, if I had not such a thing by me, with a little brandy, which was the next best. It was not, she remarked, so palatable to her, but it was the next best. As I had never even heard of the first remedy, and always at the second and the closet, I gave Mrs. Krupp a glass of the second, which that I might have no suspicion of its being devoted to any improper use, she began to take in my presence. Cheer up, sir, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp. I can't abear to see you so, sir. I'm a mother myself. Apostrophe, I did not quite perceive the application of this fact to myself, but I smiled on Mrs. Krupp, as benignly as was in my power. Come, sir, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp. Excuse me. I know what it is, sir. There's a lady in the case. Apostrophe, apostrophe Mrs. Krupp. Apostrophe, apostrophe I returned, reddening. Oh, bless you. Keep a good heart, sir. Apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp, nodding encouragement. Never say die, sir. If she don't smile upon you, there's a many as will. You are a young gentleman to be smiled on, Mr. Copperfull, and you must learn your value, sir. Apostrophe, Mrs. Krupp always called me Mr. Copperfull. Firstly, no doubt, because it was not my name. And secondly, I am inclined to think, in some indistinct association with a washing day. What makes you suppose there is any young lady in the case, Mrs. Krupp? Apostrophe, apostrophe said one. Apostrophe, Mr. Copperfull, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp, with a great deal of feeling, I'm a mother myself. Apostrophe, for some time Mrs. Krupp could only lay her hand upon her nankeen bosom, and fortify herself against returning pain with sips of her medicine. At length she spoke again. When the present set were took for you by your dear aunt, Mr. Copperfull, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp, my remark were, I had now found someone I could care for. Thank even, were the expression, I have now found someone I can care for. You don't eat enough, sir, nor yet drink. Apostrophe, is that what you found your supposition on, Mrs. Krupp? Apostrophe, apostrophe said one. Sir, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp, in a tone approaching to severity, I've laundressed other young gentlemen besides yourself. A young gentleman may be over-careful of himself, or he may be under-careful of himself. He may brush his hair too regular, or too unregular. He may wear his boots much too large for him, or much too small. That is according as the young gentleman has his original character formed. But let him go to which extreme he may, sir, there's a young lady in both of 'em. Apostrophe, Mrs. Krupp shook her head in such a determined manner, that I had not an inch of vantage ground left. It was but the gentleman which died here before yourself. Apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp, that fell in love with a barmaid, and had his waistcoats took in directly, though much swelled by drinking. Apostrophe, apostrophe Mrs. Krupp, apostrophe said I must beg you, not to connect the young lady in my case with a barmaid, or anything of that sort, if you please. Apostrophe, apostrophe Mr. Copperfull, apostrophe returned Mrs. Krupp, I'm a mother myself, and not likely. I ask your pardon, sir, if I intrude. I should never wish to intrude where I were not welcome. But you are a young gentleman, Mr. Copperfull, and my advice to you is, to cheer up, sir, to keep a good heart, and to know your own value. If you was to take to something, sir, apostrophe said Mrs. Krupp, if you was to take to Skittles, now, which is healthy, you might find it divert your mind, and do you good. Apostrophe, with these words, Mrs. Krupp, affecting to be very careful of the brandy which was all gone, thanked me with a majestic curtsy, and retired. As her figure disappeared into the gloom of the entry, this counsel certainly presented itself to my mind in the light of a slight liberty on Mrs. Krupp's part, But, at the same time, I was content to receive it, in another point of view, as a word to the wise, and a warning in future to keep my secret better. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.